You ever heard people call a city dude or a city slicker?
City slicker. I was about to play that city
slicker. Well, why didn't you say it? You ought to say these things because I want to hear them, you know, no matter what they are. Okay, now how about if a country person goes to town? What might the town people call him?
Country.
Just country? Okay. Huh?
Rainy country.
Okay. Let's see. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? Well, I tell you, this question kind of interests us because people my age at Emory, black people, want to be called black or Afro-American. They don't want to be called Negroes. And so we ask this question because we're interested in finding out, you know, if you prefer to be called a Negro, if you prefer to be called a black American or an Afro-American or just whatever. Or colored people. Yeah. Colored?
Colored.
Okay. Now you prefer to be called a colored person. What's something you wouldn't want to be called?
Nigger.
Okay. Do people around here generally, do white people around here generally refer to colored people as niggers? You think it's pretty widespread? Well, now, what about darky? Is that term pretty well dying out, or do people still say that? You don't hear that one? Okay. Let's see. Now, how do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white? Okay. And let's see. What are some insulting words? Well, white people sometimes call colored people niggers. Now, what's a word that colored people might call white people behind their backs?
Crackers.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term redneck? You heard that one too? Okay. How about whitefoot? Have you heard that one? Somebody told me that one down in South Georgia. I've never heard it. Yeah. I'm not having whitefoot. You know, it seemed kind of funny to me. Okay, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully what about it?
Okay.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you'd say, man, I'm really... the nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he... The nurse sent the little boy home from school because he was. Say it again.
Sick.
Okay. Now, would you say he got sick or he took sick or he
took sick?
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick. Where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Do you have a word for that kind of thing? For a celebration after a wedding, if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom. Do you have a name for that kind of thing? Can you think of one, Phyllis? Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave, or the what will get you? Okay. Have you ever heard the word boogeyman?
Boogeyman.
Do you ever use that?
That's right.
Okay.
Boogeyman.
Well, now, are the boogeyman and the devil the same thing?
Yeah.